Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
It just never ends. The snoring, the choking, the endless sleepless nights. We either need a CPAP machine or a marriage counselor or both. Sleepless nights can be a thing of the past if you treat your sleeping disorder. Richard Webb, owner of Monitor Medical, better known as the CPAP guy, well, he's here to answer your questions about sleeping disorders and about your CPAP mask and the equipment. And he just might save your marriage. Let's give it up for Richard Webb.
Good evening. Welcome to another Tuesday edition of the CPAP Show here on AM 700, KSCV, the voice of Texas. He's your host, Richard Webb, and I'm his humble assistant, Jason. Today, we'll be talking about CPAPs, life with CPAP, adjusting to the therapy, and finding the right mask. You know, we're in the time of season now where fall's in the air, the wind chill is going down, we're finally getting some relief, but this is a very touchy time of season as well because with our CPAP, having the right mask is very important in getting the full treatment aspect out of the device. So to this evening, we will be talking about full face masks, the importance of using a full face mask, and why this mask can help improve the quality of treatment that you're receiving out of your CPAP machine. All CPAP machines are not created equally. They're different. So are we. So we must find the right mask to accommodate our style of living so that we can get the optimal treatment out of our device. So without further ado, let me introduce our host this evening, Richard Webb.
Thank you, Jason. We're talking about full face mask and what makes a full face mask different than a nasal mask. Well, a nasal mask, as the word implies, covers just the nose. And a lot of you people out there that have been on CPAP therapy for a long time are most familiar with a nasal mask. That covers just the nose. A full face mask doesn't actually cover your whole face or head. It really just covers the nose and the mouth. And the reason that a full face mask is significant is because it seals the air and seals the pressure so that the air doesn't go in your nose and come out your mouth. It prevents that circle of air constantly blasting out your mouth and drying out your mouth and really preventing the machine from giving you the full effect of the positive air pressure. There's a number of full face masks, and we're going to talk about a couple of them and perhaps some of the benefits of one mask over another. But feel free to give us a call to discuss your CPAP therapy at 281-558-5738 here on the CPAP Show. 281-558-5738. And as always, you can email us your questions at the CPAP Show at monitormedical.com. And we do get a lot of questions, and we do try. Some people want them just answered privately. They don't want people to know. And some questions we do take, and we do broadcast them on air so everybody can listen and hear what problems that the others have. It's kind of like what the teachers tell you. The only bad, dumb question is the one that you forget to ask. So give us a call, 281-558-5738 or 888-TEXAS-17. So a full-face mask, as we were talking about, is a mask that covers the nose and the mouth. And that is significantly different from just a mask that just covers the nose because this prevents the air from constantly leaking out of your mouth and causing you severe oral dryness and allows the pressure to be reached that the machine needs to hit. If you're on a CPAP pressure of 10 or a BiPAP pressure of, say, 15 over 11, then if your pressure is blowing in your nose and coming out your mouth, you're not reaching that pressure and it's not therapeutic. And so it's not taking care of your obstructive sleep apnea. And as we always like to say, obstructive sleep apnea is a killer, literally. And the positive air pressure is what splints the airway It holds the airway open with a wall of air. It's imagine that they built some 2x4s up into your throat to hold your airway open, and it's being supported so that the airway doesn't collapse. And if you've heard a person snore, that's just the introductory phase of obstruction. A full obstruction is when somebody takes a and then they stop breathing, and usually, hopefully, the next sound you hear after a few seconds of a pause is the person who's sort of shaking a little bit and, as they wake up and they proceed to go back asleep and they choke again and they wake up again, and in the morning time they've slept for 10 hours but they're exhausted. And that is this common symptom that we see in so many people. You know, snoring does not mean you have sleep apnea, but I will tell you that just about everybody who has sleep apnea does snore.
You know, one of the main things about CPAP therapy is the mask, and that is probably the most common thing that we have problems with, is finding the right mask, because everybody is completely unique to the individual, so they have to be considered unique. And the first time we've ever done a setup, we're looking at the individual as somebody totally different from the one before. Because one thing that I found out doing this over the past 10 years is that everybody has different needs, whether it's being somebody who has a lot of allergies, somebody who's very congested often, runny noses. You know, these can all be variables into determining what mask and which mask this person should have. So finding the right mask is very, very crucial and very, very important in the utilization of the CPAP therapy, because if you don't have the right mask, you're really not going to use the CPAP equipment, because positive air pressure is beneficial and is the gold standard in treating obstructive sleep apnea. However, it could be one of the most underutilized treatment aspects because we don't have the right mask. So mask fitting, mask trial is very important. And one of the things that we do here at Monitor Medical is we give patients 2 weeks to try a mask, and we give them several different options. When you look at CPAPs and the mask that they carry, there's basically three major styles. There's the masks that goes right underneath the nostrils, better known as the nasal pillows, that just create a seal around the rim of the nose. Then there's also the nasal interface, which is the triangular mask that goes around the nose. And then we have our full face mask, which covers above the nose, just below the mouth, creating a good seal. So finding the right mask for you is important. If you are somebody who has tried a mask and has thrown it to the side because it doesn't fit properly, you have air leaks or extreme mouth dryness, then these could all be reasons why a full face mask could benefit you in your therapy. And a lot of us don't realize that we have those options. And that's what we try to stress a lot, is because when we're dealing with our CPAP adjustment to our new lifestyle, there's some adjustment period going on in there. So you have to bear with us, go along with the process, but also know that you have options. And that's one of the things that we try to do, is we try to stress the options, because if you know you have options, then it helps you keep that open mind that, you know what, if I stick to this, and if one mask doesn't work, then I'll try another one, then hopefully I'll get a good night's sleep. Because that, at the end of the day, is what the goal of a CPAP is to improve the quality of sleep so that we can improve your quality of life. But in the beginning, there's always those little hurdles to go through. There's that adjustment period. You know, we're all adjusting to the new lifestyle, and we're going through the creating a new habit, establishing a new routine. So that takes time to do. But if we keep that open mind and know that these masks are available, then it makes it easier on the transition of getting used to life with CPAP.
You know, learning to tolerate positive air pressure, it's not a normal thing. Now, perhaps if you're a regular motorcycle rider, you'll be used to that constant air blowing in your nose and blowing in your mouth, and like they have on the commercials, the guys racing down the road and the bug flies in his mouth at 80 miles an hour. We don't want that to happen to your positive air pressure. But you do have to learn to tolerate your positive air pressure. And sometimes when you're new at it, it doesn't matter what the pressure setting is. It does feel unusual, and it is something that you have to overcome. And as Jason was pointing out, there's a lot of different masks, and some just are related to each other. Some just fit over the nose or under the nose. But we find that sometimes somebody who cannot tolerate their positive air pressure over their nose actually can tolerate very easy a mask that covers the nose and the mouth. That's because when you have the positive air pressure pushing in your nose, you're spending all your time concentrating, keeping your mouth shut. Like Mother says, keep your mouth shut. So if you have a nasal mask and you feel that the air pressure is intolerable, a mask that covers the nose and the mouth can be very beneficial. A lot of people just have to experiment with different kind of masks and learn what works best for them. Give us a call, the CPAP Show, 281-558-5738. We'll be back in a few.
Oh, come on, come on. All right, already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers, 6 convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leave sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face, suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips, Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com.
And we're back, the CPAP Show. This is Richard, and my co-host is J-Rod, talking about nasal CPAP. And tonight's show, we're going to focus on full face masks and all the problems that can be eliminated by using a full face mask. That's the mask that covers primarily the nose and the mouth. And we'll talk about some of the different options of full face masks. Jason, you ever see somebody that has they remind me of a football player's injury where the top of their nose, the skin is actually split and cut. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, sir. You know, one of the most common things that we do with our CPAP mask is when it leaks, the natural instinct is to make it tighter. Mm. A lot of times we don't realize that we may not be sized properly or fitted with the right style of mask. That's why it's important to remember that mask fitting and the proper application is very critical in keeping our face from developing what we call a sores. You know, one of the things that one of the doctors said on one of the past shows here is that it's easier for us to prevent a sore than it is for us to treat it. Because once it's there, no matter what you do, you can find the right mask. But if you have a sore on the top of the bridge of your nose that has developed into a blister, there's nothing that we can do to eliminate that. So the only thing that we can do for a patient who is on either a nasal mask or a full face mask that has been either tightened too tight to where it's started to develop a sore is we switch it over to a hybrid type of mask. Now, what a hybrid type of mask is, it's a cross between the nasal pillow style mask that has the two little mushrooms just below the nasal, and then you also have a full face mouth opening that seals around the mouth. this is for our mouth breathers, because one of the things as well, besides the sore on the face, is this sense of claustrophobia that some patients get. They feel like having something around their nose gets them very anxious, and they get very, very paranoid with this mask. So the hybrid mask, which is the cross between the nasal pillows and the full face mask, I think is a very underutilized mask, because I find that people who have either have sores or are claustrophobic, we switch them to this mask. It gives them the ability to still breathe through their mouth, but have a nasal pillow style mask applied, so that if you watch TV, you read, you can implement this into your everyday lifestyle. Because for me, I think that's the biggest key. You know, having a patient come into the office is a lot different from going to the homes. So when I go to the homes, you get to see the patients in their element. And it never surprises me how different we really are. Although our houses may look the same on the outside, whether we live in a brick home, whether we live in a wood home, or you know, whatever it may be, a townhome, when you go on the inside, it's completely different, because everybody is different. So when I'm setting a patient up and I see them in their home, in their element, and we've tried a full face mask, and over the course of a week, they've tightened it so tight because of a leaking that has developed a sore, when I switch them over to this style of mask, like a Liberty, it kind of changes their whole perception of the equipment, because they get to see it in a different light, you know, whether it's watching TV, whether it's, you know, walking around, you know, they can put this mask on and it still allows them to still do some of the similar things that they've always done, which makes it easier in that transition. So I think that's a very good mask.
You know, the skin, you mentioned a good point, the skin on the bridge of the nose, the top bony part, really between your eyeballs, across the nose, that skin is very thin. And if you feel that your cheek, there's a lot of tissue and a little bit of fat and muscle, and the skin is very thick. And so if something is pressing on that part of your face, you can usually tolerate it. And that's why sometimes in the morning you might wake up with a little bit of a red cheek or an indentation on your face, and that goes away. But when you damage the skin on the bridge of the nose, it takes a long time to heal. And one of our sponsors, from the Sleepweaver mask, it's a fabric mask. It is not a full face mask. It just covers the nose. But one of their selling features is that it has a reduced pressure on the bridge of the nose. And as Jason pointed out, once you've damaged that skin, it takes a lot to heal, because when you're wearing a positive air pressure mask, you're pressing on that wound on your face, that sore, and it reduces the blood circulation for a long period of time. Like tying a rubber band too tight around your finger, it reduces the blood flow and it really doesn't get a chance to heal itself. And Jason, you said something that we see all too often, somebody cranking their masks down so tight on their face, it forms literally a blister, or worse yet, it can actually break the skin. And so don't, as a first response to a leaking mask, don't tighten the mask so tight on your cheek and face. It's not going to help. In fact, most of the masks that are made and that we use today, the mask cushion will be crushed and it prevents a seal on your face. Most of the cushions today are designed to inflate to maintain their shape. Now, one of the things that we're always preaching at Monitor Medical is the importance of replacing that cushion on a regular basis, at least monthly, because the silicone in these things that's being smashed down loses its shape. If you look at a piece of hard plastic or glass, it's going to retain its shape fairly well. But if I have a bottle of water here, and if I've put pressure on this bottle of water for 8 hours a day, it's going to change the shape of the soft material. And the same thing happens to the PAP masks. If it's too tight, it will begin to take the shape of the bony part of your nose, sort of like an old pair of shoes. And the mask is not designed to be permanently collapsed. It's designed to seal on the face and not be overly tight. So what is the takeaway here is, when you start having a leak, don't necessarily just tighten the mask down. It's usually an adjustment problem, and it may need to have your cushion replaced. It may be too old, and it's lost its shape. So, Jason, what do you see? How do I phrase this? You have a patient who's got a nasal mask, and he's at home, and he has trouble with it, and you want to try the full face mask. What are the things that you look at when you're thinking about, I'm going to switch this guy from a nasal to a full face mask? Do you look at the shape? Do you look at the pressure? What goes through your head?
Well, you know, first thing is, what is your pressure? You know, I want to know what the pressure is, because when you look at a CPAP machine, the pressures range between a low pressure of 4 and a high pressure of 20. And in some cases, they go up to 25, even 30 centimeters of positive air pressure. So those right there, the pressure is the main thing that I look at first. I want to see, what is your pressure? After seeing what the pressure is, I want to see if you have an extremely dry mouth, if you're waking up with a dry mouth, even after putting your humidifier up several levels, you're still waking up with dry mouth, then that's probably an indicator to me that you probably may have either a weak jaw or you are just primary a mouth breather. And those are our variables into determining whether or not you need a full face mask. So once I've gone through those steps, and then also asking questions, do you get congested a lot? Do you have maybe a deviated septum? Then, you know, this can help me to determining which mask is going to suit you properly. And after doing that, then we go through the mask fittings and get the different fits, see which one is best. And if the patient is expressing any discomfort, you know, I say, well, do you have discomfort on the bridge of your nose? If that's the only place, then I say, you know, there's accessories out there. One of the best and newest accessories out there is called a gecko pad. And what it is, it's a gel pad that goes across the bridge of the nose so that when the top of the cushion is resting on the bridge of the nose, it's not going to irritate it or make it red and cause a sore or maybe cause you some discomfort. So I try to shoot them towards that direction. If it's a small leak that I've done several different mask fits, we've come to the conclusion that, hey, you know what, we have a pressure of 17 centimeters. There's no way to get 100% seal, getting the best seal, and then also maybe implementing something called a Rimsies, which is like a thin layer of fabric that rests on the layer of the cushion so that it adds an extra layer of skin so that it kind of reduces the leaking that this may occur. So after going through that, that kind of helps me to make an assessment and a determination based upon what the patient has told me, which one is going to best fit this individual. After that, we always say, you know, 2-week trial period. Not too many DME companies are going to give you that option to where you can try a mask 14 days risk-free, and if you don't like it, it's not going to go against you or the insurance. We have mask guarantees where, you know, we're platinum providers with the DME company or with a provider like ResMed, Respironics. They say, you know what? We're so confident that our mask is going to work that if it doesn't, you can send it back to us within 30 days and we'll send you a brand new one. So that allows us to be able to pass that, you know, perk onto our patients to say, you know what, you get 14 days. If you don't like this mask and if it doesn't work for you, we can find something else that works. So I think all of that is very important into finding which mask is best because, again, this is a lifestyle modification. So, you know, it takes a partnership between the doctor's office, the DME company, and with the patient to finding the right equipment and the right mask because the first mask may not be the mask that works, but if you keep the options open and you keep your mind open that, hey, you know what, I got to go through these little growing pains, I got to find out what works, and then when I do find out what works, it makes everything worthwhile because if we can get on a CPAP device that can potentially lower our risk of heart attack, lower our risk of stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, just to name a few, to me, that's worth it because not everything is found in a small pill, although we would like it to be. You know, we want the instant gratification. So, I mean, you know, you want to take that, but not all the time that is going to be the option. So, you know, if we can get some energy or feeling, you know, better about our day just by getting a good night's sleep that involves a CPAP device and a small mask that goes around our face, to me, I think that's more than worth it.
OSA. What is OSA? OSA is obstructive sleep apnea, and we're going to talk about it after this break. So give us a call with your questions, 281-558-5738, here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Oh, come on, come on. All right, already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers. 6 convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leaves sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face. Suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips, Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com.
Good evening again here on the CPAP show, AM 700 KCB. This is your host, Richard Webb, and my sidekick, Jason Rodd. Jason, we were just talking about the definition of what sleep apnea is and the problems that it causes and the treatment with a full face mask and the benefits of a full face mask. So give us your calls, 281-558-5738. I know my wife's at home watching The X Factor tonight. I know that she's excited to see who stays and who goes from the different places. But sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea, is a serious, life-altering breathing disorder that happens when you're asleep. Obstructive sleep apnea. It obstructs while you're asleep. Causing apnea means no breathe, and that leads to a life-threatening condition. The upper airway, that portion of your windpipe between your nose and your throat, The upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep, and that causes stopping of breathing, or apnea, that's the term, or inadequate breathing, which is hypopnea, which is a real shallow breath. And that results in the technical term of sleep fragmentation. Sleep fragmentation is when you're asleep and awake, sleep and awake, sleep and awake. Sleep fragmentation results in a chronic daytime sleepiness. We have the TV in the showroom here on in the background, and the sound is off. And I just saw a picture of LeBron James putting something in his mouth. They're called energy strips. And he was saying, I could read his lips. He was talking about why take a bottle to get you awake when you can just take a little strip on your tongue and you know, be ready to go. Well, a lot of this is due to being tired and fatigued during the day. And for a lot of us, it's due to sleep apnea. And that's a killer. That, as Jason pointed out, it can be lead to a poor quality of life, but also lend itself to heart dysrhythmias, heart attack, stroke, car accidents, head-on collisions, and even death. But we're here about the positive side. We're here talking to you about wearing your positive airway pressure devices and the importance and using a full face mask as an option. So, Jason, we were talking about why we should consider a full face mask, and you were talking about being in someone's home and they couldn't tolerate a nasal mask. Tell me more, in your words, what do you mean by you couldn't tolerate a mask? I mean, you put it on, it's a piece of plastic. What's the big to-do?
You know, one of the things that when you put on a mask for the very first time, it gives you this feeling of a force of air being rushed into your nose. And when you take it off, you almost feel like you're completely stopped up. You cannot breathe through your nose. It gives you a different feeling because the body is first adjusting to the new pressure. Because when we stand up and we breathe, it's just normal air. It's, I don't know what it's measured at, but I know it's not measured as the intensity of a positive air pressure once the air is administered into the nostrils. Even at the low pressure of 4, this can be a little bit different to each individual. So when I'm looking at an individual during a process of a setup, I go to see how they look while the mask is on. You can usually see some discomfort, even if they don't express it to you. You can always see it in the body language. If they're moving around a lot, they're moving the mask away from their face more often than what I would like to see, then this can all be variables and telling me that, hey, this might be a sensitive need patient. So for somebody who has tried the nasal mask because, you know, it's the one that came out originally back in the early 80s when Dr. Colin Sullivan came out with CPAPs, the first mask was the nasal interface. So it's the most common mask. It's the triangular mask that goes around the nose. So once I see that the patient is showing some excessive mouth breathing, where how do you know if it's mouth breathing? Well, they're continuously waking up with a dry mouth even after putting the humidifier setting on the highest level possible. Because when the air is going up into the nose, it goes down the airway. But when the mouth opens, it finds an escape route. So over the course of 4 to 6 hours, 8 hours using a CPAP in the mask, it can dry out the upper airway. So if they're having that problem, then that probably tells me we might want to look into the avenue of a full face mask. If they're also having the problem of waking up without the mask on, going to sleep with it on, and waking up without it, telling themselves, what happened? Well, probably the jaw was relaxed and the mouth opened up and the air escaped out, that the first instinct while you're asleep is to take whatever's on your face off, then that also can tell me that, hey, we might want to look into the avenue of a full face mask. So after going through that process and seeing that, okay, we've tried the nasal mask, it does not work, it allows you to be open-minded to say, you know what, I tried it. So it's not in the back of your mind, is this going to work for me? You know that it's not. So when you go into looking at a full face mask, it makes it easier to accept it because, I mean, it's not the sexiest choice. By all means, it's not. Because when you look at a CPAP equipment, you want the least invasive thing that you can possibly get. So the nasal masks are usually more attractive than a full face mask. But in my opinion, I think a full face mask gives the patients more freedom. And some people look at me like, what? What do you mean more freedom? That looks like it's going to keep me confined. You know, I'm going to be limited to the way I can move. And I'm like, well, that may be true, but it's going to give you freedom to be able to breathe through either your nose or through your mouth, no matter what season it is, so that you don't have to be reliant upon having a bottle of Afrin on standby just in case you get congested so you can put it into the nostrils to free up that nasal passage. You know, this actually allows us to be able to have more freedom in our breathing. And I think that's important, especially in the beginning, because it's such a different lifestyle that a lot of people, you know, when you look at it, the statistics say that 1 in 5 people have obstructive sleep apnea. But out of those people, only about 20% of them actually get treated because the masks are uncomfortable. The CPAPs, they don't look as attractive. Well, we don't want to have this in our bedroom. And us guys, we have this pride issue that, hey, we're big, we're bad, and nothing can keep us down, including this obstructive sleep apnea. So either you get used to the snoring, or hey, I'll go find another bedroom, which I see a lot when I go to patients' home where the wife is all the way down the hallway because they can't stand all the snoring. But the husband has finally said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it. When they try it, I look at him. I say, you know what? I think you might need a full face mask. But they look at me like, you know what? I want a nasal mask. And I'm like, okay, we'll give it a shot. And then we try the nasal mask out. And then they find out here a week later that they have a deviated septum or we're just an extremely mouth breather that, hey, we need a full face mask. Then it keeps that that mind open that, hey, I tried this mask. It didn't work. So now let's go ahead and give this other one a shot.
You know, you can hardly watch a football game or a golf match where they're not talking about ED, that terrible erectile dysfunction where guys are taking...
Isn't that a taboo?
They're talking about it or having it. You
talking
know,
about it.
But it's frequently aired on the media talking about ED. But as Jason pointed out, what is not frequently discussed is people who sleep in separate bedrooms. And I think that's becoming a very common phenomenon because I see it many times. People don't talk about it. They talk about ED, but they won't talk about sleeping in separate bedrooms. And it's not because of the ED. It's because you snore or I snore and I'm moving out so you can have a good night's rest. You know, insomnia means not getting your sleep properly. And if it's because your bed partner is snoring and choking and snorting so much that you're losing your sleep and you're waking up the next day and you're just having a difficult time going to work, then you need to consider treating your sleep apnea, getting tested and getting treated. You were talking a second ago, Jason, about people who are mouth breathers. And I was thinking about all the different kind of reasons why people breathe through their mouth at nighttime. Because normally when you walk around and you see people during the day, they're not having their mouths hanging open. They have their mouth closed unless they're talking or eating. But one of the things that we see when people go to bed and their mouths flop open is it's due to just a lazy jaw. It's just relaxed and the mouth just sort of falls open. And the problem is with the positive air pressure coming into the nose is it seeks its lowest pressure and its lowest direction, which means it's going to come out the mouth. Another reason that we see with people that are, as you call, mouth breathers, is that it's a bad habit. They have just learned over time with their obstructive sleep apnea, it's easier to breathe with their mouth open. Of course, there's the high pressure, which in our arena, we define high pressure as 15, 16, 18 centimeters of water pressure. But if it's you putting a mask on for the first time, 7 or 8 centimeters of water pressure is a high pressure, and you don't think you can tolerate it. And of course, nasal congestion. Right now, today, the air is blown out pretty well, and there's probably had a chance to clean out a lot of the pollen and ragweed and mold and mildew that's in the air. But congestion is always a problem. And if you can't breathe through your nose, guess what? Your mouth's going to open up. Another thing that we see with mouth breathers is because their humidifiers are not turned up high enough. If their humidifiers are too low, that means there's not enough moisture that's coming through the tubing and being administered through the positive air pressure. If the moisture is too low, guess what? You open your mouth. And the exact opposite thing happens, that if the air is too hot and you for some reason you have an urge to open your mouth and relieve that airflow to prevent your upper airway from feeling hot and very uncomfortable. So that's something that we see. And all these can result in you leaving your mouth open, all the air coming into your nose, out your mouth, and therefore you're not getting the adequate pressure. You know, these devices, these smart devices that we put on you, these CPAP devices, they have come so far. They're no longer just a blower. They are very responsive, computerized devices that monitor your sleep, watch what's going on, and constantly make adjustments, sort of like that TV commercial where the Buick makes a million adjustments a second. Well, that's sort of like these devices. They constantly monitor what's going on, and even the regular CPAP machine will adjust its airflow to keep its pressure. So if you have too much air coming out around the mask, out your mouth, the machine's going to blow harder, which is in turn going to dry out your mouth even more. So, moral of the story, consider a full face mask. The nasal mask is giving you a problem and you can't breathe properly. Consider full face mask so that you can get your pressure. You know, a lot of people, Jason, I've seen a lot of people start with a full face mask, because they feel like they're mouth breathers at nighttime. And within 6 weeks, they sort of relearn to keep their mouth shut. And honestly, a lot of these people can consider switching to a nasal mask. They don't always have to stay with a full face mask. If they feel they want something more comfortable, they can consider going back and having just a nasal mask.
Exactly. You know, just because it's a full face mask doesn't mean you just have to have a full face mask. And I think that's very one of the other things that is very underutilized is, why get the same mask every single time? You know, we have four different seasons: summer, spring, fall, and winter. So in my opinion, I think we
and
should probably
and football season.
Oh man, I can't wait to get on and watch some football. But you know, for each season, you know, you might want to have a different style mask. And there's five styles when you really break it down. There's five styles. And you look at it, it's like, what? Five styles? Yeah, you can have an Oracle mask that goes in the mouth. You can have the hybrid mask, which is the cross between the full face and the nasal pillows. Then there's the full face mask, the nasal pillows, and then the regular standard nasal interface. So I tell patients that I feel like, hey, look at your closet. How many pair of shoes do you have? Do you have just one pair of shoes? Well, not too many people do unless you're me. Then you might just have one style of shoe. So if you don't just have one style of shoe, it may not mean that you may just want to have one style of mask. So keep your options open. Stay tuned to After the Break for when we'll continue to talk about the different styles of masks here on AM 700 KCB, the voice of Texas.
Oh, come on, come on. All right, already. I've had enough of this. Night after night after night, the endless sleep I'm getting each week. Does this sound similar to what you're going through? Well, sleep disorders are more common than you think. When you think of sleep apnea, you might think of a very uncomfortable CPAP mask. Masks today are not the masks of yesteryear, so click on monitormedical.com and see what masks are offered. Find just the right CPAP mask for your face. We're all different, and they're different, so there's no need to give up. Monitor Medical has your solution to your sleeping disorder. Along with masks, there's accessories like pillows and humidifiers. Six convenient Houston locations, so don't delay. Call 281-240-7222. That's 281-240-7222. Or click on monitormedical.com. Call them today.
Man, I can't stand this hard mask on my face tonight.
It's a scene played out every night in bedrooms across America, with CPAP mask wearers risking their health by not wearing their mask. Fed up with the hard plastic construction of masks that leaves sore spots on the bridges of noses and hard lines on the face, suffering restrictive movements in bed and noises of air blowing that annoys and disturbs bed partners. Now, Sleepweaver's Soft Cloth CPAP Mask solves all of that. Made completely of cloth with no rigid frames, buckles, or clips, Sleepweaver's a flexible one-size-fits-all mask that allows free movement even to sleeping on your stomach. It's quiet, easy to clean, going right into the washing machine. Plus, Sleepweaver's lightweight and easy to pack. Available locally through Monitor Medical. For more details, call 877-569-9436 or visit them online at monitormedical.com.
Welcome back to the CPAP Show. This is your host, Richard, and J-Rod, my sidekick here, talking to you specifically tonight about full-face masks on the CPAP Show. You know, Jason, we were talking about different types of full-face masks and the kinds that you might consider as being beneficial. There's gel masks that are full-face masks. There are sponge masks that are full-face masks. There are full-face masks that fit over your whole face and almost over your whole head type masks. I call them fireman masks. It makes you look like a fireman. They're so big. And a lot of times when we're sizing up a patient, literally, we're looking at them, determining what is the physical characteristic that you have that allows us to put a different shape and size mask on you. If you have as Jason says, I go into their home and I look at how they live and how they wear their mask. And if you have somebody that's insistent on tightening the mask, so tight against the face, they just squish the mask against their face and cheeks. I like a mask like the Fisher & Paykel brand. They have got a series of masks, and they're lined with a foamy foam rubber material, that allows the device to be pressed into the skin. Remember what we talked about earlier in the show was the importance of not causing skin damage on the bridge of the nose because the mask is so tight that it hurts and the skin breaks down and you reduce the blood circulation. So this type of foam mask can be worn a little bit tighter and it's a little bit more forgiving. Another feature about this particular mask, they're now calling them the Forma masks. They used to give them a number, but they're now generally classified as the Forma, is that it scoops the chin and it covers and holds the chin at the bottom of the face and tends to actually hold the mouth closed a little bit better than other full face masks. The next mask that can be worn very tightly on the face is the Comfort Gel, the Respironics Comfort Gel mask.
Yeah, the Respironics Comfort Gel mask has a gel cushion that, you know, one of the things about Respironics, and when they came out with the Comfort Gel series, one of the things that they banked on was the fact that you could actually put it like, you know, when you played football, since you said football, when we played football, we all had the mouth guards that we could boil in the water and we can form it to our teeth. Mm. And the Comfort Gel and the Gel Full Face, actually you can warm up this, the same similar concept, and you can actually form it to where it forms around your face just the way that you are. So that when you apply this mask, you can actually make it a little bit tighter and it does not feel that discomfort because it's actually forming to your face. So that's one of the key things about Respironics when they came out with the gel was that, hey, we know that not everybody can get used to these harder kind of plastic cushions that we have on a full face mask, so we're going to make this gel mask. And not everybody can use the gel full face because if you have, say, a BiPAP with a pressure of 20 over 16, this mask may not accommodate you because it's gel, so it may not be able to hold the intensity of the pressure. So when we look at that regard, then you look at to the ResMed version of the full face, because each full face mask has a generation. And when the Ultra Mirage full face mask came out, the Series 2, it had a forehead piece that had a cushion that went around it, but the cushion wasn't as soft as some of these softer, like the Foma or the Comfort Gel full face mask. So as they improved the quality of their full face mask, they came out with the Quattro. The Quattro was obviously the fourth addition to their full face family. And after the Quattro came out, a lot of people really enjoyed the mask because it had a little forehead adjustment that had actually 26 different custom settings opposed to the four settings that you typically would have on the forehead to release or relieve the pressure on the bridge of the nose. So when you had the 26 different custom settings, it actually made it better for the patient because they could set it to the fitting or the setting that actually allowed them the most comfort that didn't allow any leaks into the eyes and was comfortable for them. So when the Quattro came out, that was a very good mask, but now the Quattro FX is out, and to me, it's evolutionizing the full face, the whole way you look at a full face, because there's no forehead piece, so there's nothing that's going above the bridge of the nose, obstructing the vision. So if you actually wore glasses, this is actually one of the first full face masks that's not considered a hybrid or a Liberty mask, that you can actually put your glasses on and read while having this mask on. So it just goes above the bridge of the nose to the bottom of the lip. But the Quattro FX is already becoming one of my fastest selling masks because it gives us a lot of freedom to be able to see, but also gives us that luxury of a full face mask. So if we don't like the nasal pillow concept or idea of having these two little nasal pillows underneath the nostrils, then this still gives you the full face privilege, but with the nasal type of mask filling freedom where you can actually see and watch TV and read and do some of those things that us being creatures of habit like to do.
The masks themselves, I like to say they have a four-point stance. If you think about the football player stance when he holds his both of his hands on the ground, it's a very stable position as compared to the athlete who's standing up on 2 feet. It's a little bit easier to knock them down If you're standing on one point, it's very unstable. So the majority of these masks have four straps, two on top of the mask and two on the bottom. And as Jason was just pointing out, when ResMed graduated from one type of mask to eliminating the forehead piece, they still maintained the four-strap model, two on top and two on the bottom. But they did away with the vertical bar that traverses up between the eyes and goes on the forehead. And this has for years been the standard of most masks, almost all full-face masks. They left that forehead bar, and it was kept to keep the mask stable. But they spent a lot of money on engineering and redesigning, and it's allowed them to work on having a mask that has fewer points of attachment on the face. Interestingly enough, Jason, when I was doing my research, when I came in here, I looked at an old style mask. It's called the Hans Rudolph. It was developed by, guess who, Hans Rudolph. And he has a mask that was out, and it's been sold for 10, 15 years. But it has never had a forehead vertical bar, and it was designed so but it still has the four points, but it doesn't have something that goes between the eyes. A lot of people find that a vertical piece of the eyes causes them to go cross-eyed if they're wearing it. But the Quattro FX was the next step in the Quattro series, and Respironics came out with a competitive mask to the Quattro FX. It's called the Full Life, and the Full Life is very similar to the Quattro FX in that it doesn't have a vertical bar. But I think, by and large, one of the most fascinating masks, well, I don't want to forget the Mojo mask. I'll save the most fascinating mask to the end. But the Mojo mask is a gel-lined mask, but the mask itself is pliable. And when you put it on your face, covering your nose and your mouth, you can actually pull the mask wider or narrower. One of the things that we take for granted is that everybody's face is uniform, but I'm here to tell you, just like sometimes one arm is a little bit longer or one eye is a little bit higher, the left and right side of the faces are not equal or bilateral. And so something like the Mojo mask can be molded and worn on the face. That's why we're here on the show talking about options, treatment options, talking about monitormedical.com. Monitor Medical, so you can visit our website and see what all the options. Now, the last mask I want to mention, and Jason, you may have a few you want to pipe in about, but the last one, which I call the fireman's mask, which Philips Respironics refers to as the FitLife mask, and it's actually the development of the total face mask. The total face mask was sort of a giant egg cut in half that covered your face from the top of your head to the bottom of your chin. And that mask was like a giant plexiglass shield. But they changed from that to something called the FitLife, and it's more of a shield that does cover from the top of the eyes to the bottom of the chin. And occasionally we've seen people that really benefit from this because they can't control the air going up their nose and blowing into their eyes, but this mask will prevent that. Well, we want to thank all you listeners who have listened into the CPAP show. Tonight's a very important night for Jason and I. We're moving on. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 281-240-7222. That's the number for Monitor Medical. Or email us at thecpapshow@monitormedical.com. This is Jason and Richard saying goodnight. Goodbye.
Conservatives find their voice. AM 700 KSEV. Tomball, Houston. The voice of Texas.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Seven Republican candidates running for president debated tonight in Las Vegas. Two at the top of the polls, Mitt Romney and Herman Cain, taking heat from others. Romney for support of the health care plan passed while he was governor of Massachusetts, and Cain for his 999 tax plan. That proposal has also been criticized by the Washington-based Tax Policy Center, which says it would lead to higher taxes for low to moderate income families. AP Steve Uhlenmacher says the center's study has found that the wealthy would benefit the most.
The way his plan would work out, according to the study by the Tax Policy Center, is that the wealthiest people would actually get very large tax cuts. And that's because there would be no tax on capital gains, and instead it would tax income and